Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello and welcome to episode 156 of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Luna Gaia, and I've got a very special episode for you here today. It's kind of like a pep talk, maybe the pep talk that you need to hear today. It's one of the most important life lessons that I think that absolutely changes the way that we experience our life, live our life, and go after the things that we want in our life. So I cannot wait to get stuck into it. Thank you so much for being here. As always, it's such a gift. It's such a pleasure. If you are brand new to the podcast, I want you to let you know that I'm really grateful for you being here. I'm grateful for you all being here. And if you are brand new, I'm here on a mission to help women and girls across the globe change the way that they see themselves and their bodies so that they can stop hiding and actually start thriving and giving to the world your unique talents and gifts. And there are times on this podcast, certainly many, many times in my life, where I get pretty darn philosophical. And I start to think about the bigger picture of things. Because yes, it's our mind and our emotions and our body and all of that kind of stuff gets in the way of us living a really, really beautiful life. But I also start to think about the deeper things in our world. And this pep talk that I'm here to kind of give you today is, yeah, something that is close to my heart and something that may come with a little bit of discomfort. So strap on in for that. But you know what? We can do hard things. I know that we can. If you have just joined our podcast and you haven't yet hit that subscribe button, I would absolutely love you to. Not because it fulfills my ego and it makes me feel so great that there are followers and downloaders and subscribers and stuff. Although that's kind of cool. Actually, the real reason why I ask you to hit that subscribe button or that follow button is that this is powerful, life-changing information, and it's free. So if we have free, powerful, life-changing information, but no one's listening to it, nothing happens. Now, you don't have to listen to this podcast. By no means do you have to listen to this podcast. But if you do find it valuable, hitting that subscribe button actually allows more people to see it. It opens up, you know, the algorithmic gods go, oh, people like that. We'll send it to more people. Same thing with sharing. If you share this, if there's information here that you have found really helpful, then I would absolutely love for you to go ahead and hit that share button at some point in time. Share some of this powerful information here. You know, what I see in the world is a lot of people who are stuck in fear, not living a life that they want to be living, in a job that they don't really love, pays the bills, you know, maybe with a partner that isn't really doing it for them, but it feels safe and it feels comfortable. They're living in fear. I'm wondering if you feel stuck at times in your life as well, holding yourself back, feeling limited, going, why aren't I making any progress? Why is there no forward momentum in my life? You feel stuck. And there's a part of you, perhaps, what I see in the world a lot of, and certainly who I used to be, is wishing that it was different. Could I do it differently? God, I wish things were different. I wish I didn't have to be like this or exist like this. I wish this didn't have to be like this. That happens a lot as well. And maybe for some of you, if not all of you, certainly true for myself, you feel like maybe there's a higher purpose for you. Maybe there's something else you could be doing with your life. And I don't necessarily mean in big, grandiose kind of ways, but just like, have you always wanted to dance? It doesn't have to be professionally. It doesn't have to be your calling. But do you love to dance? I think it's a Vincent van Gogh quote that says, if there is a voice inside of you that says you cannot paint, then by all means, you must paint. And I wonder this kind of stuck feeling that you have of like, I'm not getting anywhere in life. I wish things were different. There's a mundanity of it all, like a rat race kind of vibe. And maybe you know you have a higher purpose. today's conversation is really necessary. Not always easy, but necessary. Because I think with those three things, we can spend our whole entire life living by the rules and expectations of other people. Are you? Did you have kids because that's what you were expected to have? Did you get married because that's the dumb thing? Did you get a full-time job or go to university because that was the expected thing to do? That's what everyone was doing, so you did it too? It's okay if you have. I think most of us have, at least to some extent, spent a life that is expectant, you know, one that other people might expect of us, or society at large expects of us. Maybe it's not even our friends or our family, but perhaps it's just society having expectations around, well, this is what you do. It's okay if we've done that. It's also okay if we've done any of the things that I listed, by the way, any of the things that I have listed, and you did them because you friggin' wanted to, rock on. Please understand that there is absolutely no judgment here from me. This is not a judgment of what we do with our life or how we spend our time. It is more about the conversation around who are we living for? Like, are we people pleasing? Are we living for others? Are we living in fear and are we afraid? Or are we being courageous? Are we stepping outside and living the life that perhaps that we want to live? Do you even know what that is? Oh my gosh, it can be the hardest thing. I was out to dinner with a friend of mine last night, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, 3 or 4 years ago he had a divorce and he has money in the bank, but he hasn't spent it yet, like investing in something new. And I was like, what do you think has held you back? And he's like, well, I don't know what I want. And that's a really powerful thing, because not knowing what we want, it becomes very difficult to make any kind of decision. How can we move forward when we don't know what we want? And how do we get to know what we want? Well, how we get to know what we want is by spending more time with ourselves. Because that's what I then asked him. I said, have you ever attempted? Do you ever sit down and find out what you want? Not really. Okay, well, you know, we need to get really clear on what we want. And let me make it really clear here that when it comes to knowing what you want, it can just be what you want now. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I have this big grand plan and this big vision. If that's what you have, awesome. If you're like, you know what, I just like to feel a bit more relaxed in my life, that's something that you want. It doesn't have to be this life mission, big purpose, this existential, what do I want to do with my life? If you are asking yourself those questions, just maybe check in with yourself and go, what do I want for dinner? What do I want in this moment? How do I want to feel is such a great question to ask ourselves. How do I want to feel on a regular basis? Because when most people think about what they want, they think about material things or achievements, which is fine. I've got a vision board, and in that vision board, it's got practical things that I want, you know, like opportunities that I want to experience, travel places I want to go to, maybe property or things that I want to achieve. But really at the center of all of those things is what I truly want deep down. And what I truly want deep down more than anything, well, really is full connection to the divine. I want to live in a fully surrendered state whereby I'm led by consciousness, God, universe, whatever you want to call it. I want to feel, maybe enlightenment is the word. That is a really important part. I want to do all the other fun stuff as well. Don't get me wrong. Maybe I can't ever do those things at the same time, but who knows? I know that in my hearts of hearts that living in full surrender to the universe is what I want more than anything. I want to be able to take off the shackles of my mind and go beyond the ego. We talked about the ego in last week's episode. So I'd love to be able to do that. And so my decisions are based around that. But it doesn't even have to be anything like that. It doesn't have to be materialistic. It can be, how do I want to feel? Which is exactly what I've described. I want to feel in surrender. I want to feel in trust. I want to feel in flow. That's how I want to experience my life. So that changes my decisions around things. yes, get some nice stuff, go to some cool places, have some achievements. But at the end of the day, it's how we want to feel is what we're more looking towards. Because we can achieve all the things. And go, I think maybe about 4 weeks ago, we did an episode about it never being enough. It's never enough, never enough, never enough. When we keep chasing external things, it's never going to be enough. And when we do that, it leaves us feeling unfulfilled. It leaves us feeling empty. We're kind of on that rat race kind of wheel. Are you ready? I'm about to give you something that, I don't know, you've heard before, you're well aware of, something that I really want you to take home today. I really want you to feel it in your being in this pep talk for today's conversation. So if you're listening, if you're watching, I want you to know this and remember this. You're going to die. I know, pep talk. But this ends. And it's probably going to be much sooner than you anticipate. Not being that it's tomorrow or whatever. But how old are you now? 20, 40, 70? How quickly has that time gone for you? I'm about to turn 40 in October, and that's 40 years of my life. Now, I still statistically have about 40 years to go. So I'm only about halfway. Cool. So I've got all that time left. Predictably, statistically, we don't know. It can happen at any moment. But if I've still got 40 years to go, how quickly has the first 40 years gone? How much have I experienced in those 40 years? What have I done in those 40 years? Admittedly, 15 or 20 of them were spent growing up. But it's gone pretty fast, don't you think? How has the last 10 years gone for you? The last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? Has that gone quickly? It's pretty likely that you're going to come to a place in your life where you're going to suddenly go, oh man, I'm really at the pointy end of the stick. And at that point, are you going to look back on your life and go, I lived for myself? I lived what other people expected of me? One of the biggest regrets of the dying is not living a life for them, the life that they wanted to live. This will end sooner than you think. As I said, not because it's tomorrow, but because the time will pass and it already has. 20, 30, 40 years has gone by. And I don't say it to scare you. I don't mean to say, oh my God, I've got to be afraid of death. No. If we are more able to really fully understand and grasp this concept and stop avoiding the fact that this is going to happen, then we get to truly live. You know, realistically, we are here for such a short period of time, like 70, 80 years. Recently, I climbed a mountain, and it says that it's an extinct volcano that last erupted 65 million years ago. I climbed a mountain that's been there for over 65 million years. That's how long this earth has been here, plus some. And I've got 80 years and I'm worried about my fat rolls. I'm worried about the opinions of others. I'm worried about whether or not I people please enough people in this period of time. My friends, in 150 years, everyone that you know, everyone that is born right now, predictably, will be dead. And again, people are going, oh, that's a depressive thought. That's quite morbid. Well, I just actually think it's the wake-up call that we need to live. To live. It's the only guarantee. The only guarantee in this life is that you will die. It's the only thing you can depend upon that's going to change, that this thing was going to finish, that eventually this lovely experience that we're having on here on Earth is going to complete and you will go somewhere else. Be that whatever your beliefs are, that you're going to go on to heaven or hell, or you're going to go on to coming back here on Earth to do it again, or you go into another angelic realm, or nothing. Irrelevant of where your beliefs lie, at the end of this, you as you are, me as Lunaria Guy in this form, will no longer exist. Sure, I'll be on the internet, but me in this flesh, you won't be able to hug me. No more words will be able to be uttered. Even if we have computer-generated AI, it is still not me. So it ends. Do we want to get to the end of our life? And this is a question that I want you to ask yourself. Do you want to get to the end of your life and think, wow, I just lived a life that everybody else wanted me to live? Yeah. I people pleased. I made choices to make other people happy around me. I always wanted to go live over there, but I needed to look after so-and-so or whatever, or someone else would be disappointed in me if I did that. My loves, it's now. You're living, you're alive right now. In this very moment, you are alive. You are here and this is your life. And you only get one as this version of you. If you believe in reincarnation, you'll come back and you get to do it again, but you won't be you. Maybe your soul essence will be the same thing, but you, me, this version of Lunaria Gaia will never exist again. It never has, you never have before and you never will again. And again, I trust that you're getting the enthusiasm from this. That's exciting. How exciting is that? Maybe you don't have to worry so much about what other people think. Maybe you get to go live a life because, you know what? In a blip, it's gone. Which, interestingly enough, which most people, I don't know if it's most people, I never realized the lyrics of the song Mbop. Mbop by Hanson. If you didn't know that, you're probably too young. But that song, as a child, like as a young teenager, I loved that song, even though I was embarrassed that I loved it, but I did. And as an adult, now that I've listened to the song and hear the lyrics, you plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant, you keep planting to find out which one grows. It's a secret no one knows. And then it kids are like, in an mbop, it's gone. Yeah, in an mbop, that's the saying. Those three kids that wrote that song, because they were kids at the time, we're saying that in an mbop, in just a moment, all of this will be over. You're going to die. The end will come. And allow that to be your fuel to go, you know what? I want to get living. Do you really want to spend another summer worried about whether or not your fat rolls are out on the beach? Or do you want to get in the damn water? Do you really want to continue to make choices that are keeping you stuck? Or do you want to be courageous and go live your life and expand yourself? I feel like I know what you want deep down. Deep down, what we want more than anything is to live rather than just survive, rather than just be here, rather than just be alive. Can we live truly? Whatever that looks like for you, it doesn't mean that you have to go, well, you know, lucky for you, Luna, you can just go traveling the world or whatever. You know, I can't afford to do that. Whatever it is true for you, right? And there are some physical, there are financial, there are limitations. You might have kids. You can't necessarily just, you know, have the lifestyle of a billionaire when you're not right now. Cool. But you can move in the direction of your dreams daily, and that's what it takes. The little things every day. Maybe you're like, yeah, well, cool. Well, but I have kids. I can't take them out of school. Yeah, you can. Like you're allowed to. You're free. I want you to know that you're free. The limitations that you have, you don't harm people. Don't break laws. I get that. But for the most part, you are free. You get to live your life the way that you want to. Even if people think that it's strange. Even if people think that it's weird. Even if people go, oh my God, I really wouldn't wear my hair like that. It's your life. You are the one that's in charge. And I want you to take this pep talk like this for what it is. And I want to give you three things to really help you to be able to move towards a life where you're actually living it. Rather than just, well, that's what most people do. They just like hope that they can prolong their life so that they don't die. But you're going to die. Like you're going to anyway. Why be alive, unhappy, when you know that the end's going to happen? We already know the ending. We don't know how, we don't know when, but we do know what. We know what happens at the end of this story, my sisters. my brothers, my others. We know what happens. So if we know what happens, let's get living. So I think the first thing that I want to leave you with on today's episode is that if you feel called to something, if you feel called to travel around your country in a camper van, if you feel called to learn martial arts, if you feel called to write a novel, if you feel called to shave your eyebrows off and get them tattooed on, I don't know what it is for you. If you feel called to live a certain way and that you keep getting like knocks on the door inside of yourself, in your soul, be courageous. Take some steps in the direction of those, because those calls are not going away. You're being called towards that. You're being drawn towards that. Follow the breadcrumbs of your soul that is communicating with you. And when I say be courageous, don't get me wrong there. To be courageous is not to not feel fear. To be courageous is to feel the fear and do it anyway. To show up, to be scared. We're scared and we take action. Know that. Anybody who's living a big, bold life, I remember my mentor once said to me, to live the life of your dreams is not for the faint-hearted. And it blew my tiny mind, because I was like, what? I just perceived that everybody who was out there living a great life were lucky. Honestly, I genuinely thought that. 15 years ago, I genuinely thought that people who were living a big, bold life were lucky, and they were never scared, and they never failed, and nothing ever went wrong in their life. And that is complete and utter nonsense. People who are out there living the life of their dreams, however you perceive that to be, they are scared often, they make mistakes often, and they keep walking. They keep showing up. They keep doing the courageous things. So if you have a calling, I want you to be courage. Do that. Second thing here is, what makes you feel alive? Think about it. Like, what brings you to life? What animates you? What, like, sparks a fire in your belly? Do more of that, please. Whatever that happens to be. And it doesn't need to be something financial. Can we just take that off the cards for a second? You can follow your passions without having to monetize it. Sure, would it be great if you were an amazing enough piano player to make money out of it? Maybe, but you might not want to make money out of it. I play piano every day and practice piano because I just really like playing it. I don't suspect that will ever make me money, and I have no intention of that ever making me money. It's not my vocation. It's not my career. It's just something that I do for joy because it makes me feel alive. I love it. Not always. Sometimes it sucks because it's hard. This comes back to point number one. You know, just don't think that just because something is joyful that it's never going to be hard. Of course it's going to be hard. That mountain that I climbed the other day, phew, hard. That was a hard mountain. 14 kilometers return. So that's 7 kilometers up a hill. That's hectic. It was hard. I loved it. It's okay. Find the things that you feel alive about when you feel most alive and go do that more frequently, as much as you possibly can. The third one here, what have you always wanted to do? You know, ever since you were little, like, what's been that kind of like, God, it'd be cool to do that? People might call it their bucket list, right? Like, what's a bucket list item that they may have? So, you know, one of my bucket list items was to write a book. And you can see down here that I wrote a book. That's a thing. Best-selling author. Cool. One of my bucket list items has been to, like, travel the world. To learn how to roller skate. I've learned how to roller skate. To learn how to play piano and to speak Spanish. They're on my list. Cool. Make plans for them. It's not like a lot of those things, you know, I want to be a great piano player. Well, that's not going to just happen overnight. It's not just I can go take one course and be good at it. That is a dream that is unfolding every single day that I show up to the keys, you know? What have you always wanted to do? Make a plan to make that happen. And finally, the fourth thing and the last thing that I want to leave with you is I encourage you to find something that scares you and do it frequently. You know, you probably heard that before. Do something that scares your friends, and I didn't know if I would be able to keep up with them. I didn't know whether or not I would hold them back or hold them down. And again, I'm going to die. Does it matter? And my friend's sitting there going, well, Luna, you need to do better. Right? Turns out I had nothing to worry about at all, but I was scared. And so that's like something really cool for me. Like, oh, okay, so I can go with my fittest friends. One in particular is crazy fit. Crazy fit, like has done 24 hours worth of burpees in a Guinness World Book of Records kind of vibe. Like, crazy fit. And I was scared and I did it. And yay! And irrelevant of whether or not I kept pace or I was slow or whatever, it's more about overcoming the fear. That's the important part. It's not the how did you go? Were you amazing at it? It's you overcame the fear by doing it. You're going to die. And that's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing because it allow it to really propel you into love, into living, into being alive and experiencing this beautiful life that we have. Allow that to propel you into that future. I'd love to hear from you. Send me in a voice note if you're on Spotify or send me through an email, loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au. And tell me, what are you leaving behind? What are you leaving behind that you no longer need anymore to become the true version of you? Maybe it's control. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's other people's opinions of you. Maybe it's expectations. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me, what do you need to and what are you willing to and what will you let go of in order to become your most beautiful, vibrant self, living, really, truly living rather than just surviving? I'd love to hear from you. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Share this with someone who needs to hear it today. You'll be like, hey, I got a podcast that I want you to listen to. You're going to die. Why did she send that to me? Because I encourage you to live. Go live, my loves. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your life. I love you and I hope you love you too. Until next time, happy self-loving. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.